Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us.
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
lifting hands, and
God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings, and welcome my beautiful and wonderful radio listening audience to our Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid's talk show, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. And thank our wonderful guest speakers for joining us this morning. We are anxiously awaiting the show as we have a beautiful discussion. This is 2020. And as we thought about 2020, and I'm sure he thought about 2020, clear vision, you know, the perfect vision, clear sight. You want to get your eyes checked, you know, they are. So if you got 20/20 vision, then you have clear eyesight. You're good to go. So this is the year 2020, huh? Coincidence, huh? 2020. So that perhaps means what? If you haven't done it any other time, this is it. This is our year. This is the year of clear sight, clear vision, clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision. And we want to make sure that whatever hasn't been done right before will be done right throughout this year for us, and we will find this year to be the best year ever. So we have a beautiful discussion around this subject. 2020 is the year for clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision. And we want to, one moment, please, here. I'm trying to, yes, I like to try to get our radio talk show on the phone as well. I have to get a picture up here because I missed some of the words here on this phone. They throw these little things up and this will add something in front of you. So I was trying to make sure that I see every little word that I want to see today. And about everything going the way it should go. So I do now have it clear so that I can see it. All right, so this will be a quick summary idea of what our show will be about today. And we want you to join us. Join us. Push those number one buttons. Let us hear from you. Let us see these numbers on the switchboard. Whatever you feel, whatever you're thinking, any questions, any comments, we're waiting. We would love to have you join us because this is your show. This knowledge is for you. And to help and assist you. Help you make your life better because it's coming from the Creator and it's coming through us, and we are so thankful that we are blessed with this position and we want to share it and to spread the word. So 2020 is the year for clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision. Spiritual vision is how we free ourselves from evil and wickedness. But people, time is fleeting fast. So strive for the spiritual home that will last because our life here will soon pass. Most people in this world do not seek knowledge beyond the material world. They reject the fact that they will be raised up from the dead for the day of judgment, justice to give an accountability of how they lived their life in this world. But people, the Creator Allah has revealed his truth in all his revelation. So people, whether you believe or disbelieve, you cannot stop the will and plan of Allah. So people, you can before it is too late, come back to Allah's plan for life. And people, Allah's plan is all good and all just. Also, Allah created the nature of good in every human heart. So, people, bring back this pure heart and save your soul. This is a personal responsibility. No one can save you from yourself evil. So, stop blaming others for your ways and know this is your personal and individual responsibility. Allah says in the Quran that He will never change the evil condition of a people until they first change the evil intentions in their hearts. Okay, all right, now there we go. A good beginning, a great beginning, great day, and we're on the show. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum. Oh, one moment here. I think I might be putting him on the air. Yeah. All right. So I can hear him here in the studio. I didn't have As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Yeah,
now I have you. Okay, brother, be ready for you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Are you ready for me to begin? Yes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have it, brother. You're on the air.
Okay, well, I would like to first start out by saying to you all, believers, all people of faith, I first give all praises to Allah, our Creator, who have brought us back to life this morning after imposing upon us a state next to death. Truly unto Allah is the final resurrection. And next I would like to open with the Al-Fatiha of the Quran. The first and opening chapter of the Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladheena an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. Ameen. People, we just said with Allah's name into English, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Allah, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Ameen. Again, if I did not greet you all this morning in the beautiful greetings of peace from our Creator, He's one of His names is As-Salam, the peace. So I greet you all with the peace of Allah. As-Salamu Alaikum. Yes, we want to talk a little bit today on this year. Everything that happens in this world, and even time itself, everything has a spiritual, a higher spiritual meaning. But a lot of people, Muslim, non-Muslim, just in religion, period, leaders and non-Muslim leaders or Christians or Jews or whatever, they don't go beyond the rituals of religion. And rituals are just the material world. The material, whole material world and the universe above is none but one big ritual. And what do rituals do? Rituals direct you, if you try to understand the meaning of the rituals. And Allah has given us the understanding of the rituals in the Quran so that we would understand clearly our spiritual duties and our spiritual obligations and moral obligations on this earth. Clearly. And I wanted to start off like this, and I'll say this before I go into the next thing I want to say. One of the titles of the Quran is Al-Bayyinah, I don't have to quote it exactly right in Arabic. I know the meaning. Allah's blessed me to know the meaning. It means the clear evidence. It means that whatever Allah do, the Creator do, He give everybody clear evidence of it. He give us clear evidence from of right from wrong. And we all know right from wrong. Allah said He created that in our nature. But at certain times in the history of mankind, that they forget Allah and they don't see no more spiritually. They see physically like most people today and like it was during the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace be upon him. They couldn't see. The whole world was in spiritual darkness, ignorance. Darkness means ignorance of the understanding of who their Creator was. So if I don't know and you don't know who your Creator is, you don't know who you are. So you don't have no spiritual insight, because it's only how we see as a creature that Allah made to be vicegerent, a caliph, a ruler on earth. He gave us not only an animal body, but He put in this animal body His spirit, His spirituality, His spirit, and that raised us up above animal life. And it also raised us up to a level of intelligence where we can see and understand beyond the material world and understand the spiritual world of Allah. One of the things I wanted to say, too, before I go on, is that when Allah created Adam, man, the first man, He told the angels and the jinns, He said, you know, when I fashion him and duly proportion him and breathe us into him of my spirit, I want you all to fall down in submission, submission to him. And you have here the story of the beginning of mankind. I had a particular point, but, you know, sometimes things have slipped by you, but anyway, it's connected with what I'm talking about here, about the jinn, or Satan. He was the leader of the jinns. He won't call Satan at that time. His name was Iblis. He said, I can't do that. I can't submit to this man. You're going to create a fire. A mud. He said, you created me a fire. And so this is how the story goes. So Allah said, when I put my ruh, my spirit, into man and woman, then, this is where Allah then brought it back. He said, I want you to submit to him. And then He told Adam to name the names of things. And so people, you know, the names of things, Excuse me just for a moment. Bring on another guest right now, sister. Right now, please.
All right, sure. Okay. We have a brother who wants us to bring on another guest right now. And we do have a guest who has been here for a few months with us. This guest is, of course, I believe this is the one. Aisha Malaika. All right, so I always get these numbers confused, the two of them, the man of Winston Salem, and then one that's our guest who comes on all the time. So I believe this is the guest. It's not the man. He is coming on today, I understand, but obviously he has not come on yet. And the brother had to go off for a minute here. So while he's off, he's speaking on our moral, spiritual, and mental vision. And people, as we can see, without our spiritual, moral, and mental vision, we can see what happens, what's going on today. It's because we have what? We have forgotten God, and we have taken man to be God. We have taken materialism to be our God, people. We are worshiping and doing everything of this world and not thinking about anything of the world to come, our spiritual, our true world. That's the true world. of the hereafter. We don't want you to think about that. But yet, that's where we will be eternal. That's our eternal home. This is an illusion, people. Be here 1 minute and be gone the next. And so we never existed. So therefore, we have to understand that we are spiritual, okay? And we have a moral obligation. And we understand this through our mental vision, our insight that's in from within. It comes from within the fact that we are. It's not without, it's not the skin. It's not the hands or the feet, not that tells you what to do. It all comes from within, that mental vision. So it all works together to make us the best of people, to make us the people who we are, we were born to be. And now I believe, Shabazz has returned. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, all right, okay, you're back. And we can continue now at this time, brothers.
Okay, so where I stopped at, excuse me, people, love the horse, bear with me patiently, please. Where I stopped at was here. Allah told Adam, when he created Adam, the first man, he told Adam the names of things. Now, let's bring this back on to when Allah come on through what we call time, evolution, evolving. He became the Prophet Muhammad. Special prayers and peace and mercy be upon him. And he revealed to him his final revelation, not his only, but his last revelations to mankind. And, the first revelation that he revealed to Prophet Muhammad was Iqra. Iqra in Arabic means read. So you can see the connection there. Allah don't want us to think that we supposed to go through life and engage into this material world and not understand the purpose of why we're here and understand the purpose of why he give us the things, material things, or give us families, give us anything in this world. Allah said he created everything only for one reason. That is the worship and the service of Allah, our creator. Everything was created to worship and serve the Creator who created it. And so in doing that, worshiping the Creator that created you, that created creation, like the sister said, then you understand that evil is not your nature. Evil is not your friend. Allah says in the Quran, evil is your enemy, so treat evil like your enemy. Most Muslims, most Christians, most people in the world today, they treat evil like it's good. And they treat good like it's something bad. Not something, but like they treat good, Allah's goodness, like this is too hard. If I try to do good, it's just too hard. And most people are doing evil, so you know I'm gonna try to light my burden by joining them in some of the false evil pleasures that they're into. I'm gonna try to get me some pleasure out of that too. But I'm gonna worship Allah now. I'm gonna keep worshiping Allah. People, this is hypocrisy. So hypocrisy, when you are like this here, you're talking Islamic talk, even the Arabic and the Quran, the language of Allah. That don't mean you are a true believer in Allah because you speak the Arabic language. No, it does not. It doesn't even make sense. It's not even intelligent to even think that because a person can speak the beautiful Arabic of Allah in the Quran, that makes them be a true believer in Allah. As the sister said, it's good morality that makes you a true believer in Allah, and it's good morality. It's why Allah blesses you with spiritual insight so that you can see beyond the material world and understand that we are only in this illusionary material world as a test, that the material world, Allah say, are going to soon pass away. He said the material world is nothing but an illusion that will soon pass away. So that's what the sister's talking about and we're talking about. And this is Quran. You understand? Now I want to quote somebody else out the Quran for those who think that we are not speaking from the Quran, that we're speaking of our own. This is Surah 24 in the Quran. Chapter 24 is called Al-Nur. It says here, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, high above our petty, innocent lives. Allah enlightens our souls with means that reach our inmost spiritual being. Universal is Allah's light, so pure and so intense that grosser beings need a veil to take the rays of Allah's spiritual light. Allah's elect or chosen ones are always absorbed in prayer and praise to Allah and deeds of love and kindness, unlike the children of darkness, struggling in depths of depths profound of vanities, evil, false. Allah say, all nature sings to His glory. All nature glorifies Allah. And Allah say, people of fraud, that is, and hypocrites, they are rebels outside of the kingdom of Allah. Outside. Again, we want to speak on this surah. We want to come down here, and we want to read in the same surah, under Surah Ayat 35, Al-Nur. Well, I'm going to read that surah too, inshallah. Allah say, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of Allah's light is as if there were a niche, and within that niche is a lamp. The lamp enclosed in glass, the glass, as it were, a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil is well near. Luminousness means light, enlightenment. Great light comes out of it. Though fire scarce touch it, light upon light. Allah do guide whom Allah will to Allah's light. Allah do set forth parables for people, and Allah do know all things. Lit is such a light of Allah, and houses which Allah have permitted to be raised in those houses to the honor, for the honor of celebrating the praises of Allah. In those houses is Allah glorified in the mornings and in the evenings again and again by men and women, people whom neither traffic nor merchandise of this world can divert from the remembrance of Allah, nor from regular prayer, nor from the practice of regular charity. Their only fear is for the day when hearts and eyes will be transformed in a world whole and new, that Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds and add even more for them out of Allah's grace. For Allah do provide for those whom Allah will without measure. We'll conclude right here at this point of saying this. This is under Surah, in the footnotes under Surah 35. It says here, the physical light is but a reflection of the true spiritual light in the world of Allah's reality. And that true light of Allah is Allah. We can only think of Allah in terms of our phenomenal experience, or our physical experiences in this world. And in the phenomenal world, light is the purest thing we know. But physical light has drawbacks incidental to its physical nature. It is dependent on some source external to itself. It is a passing phenomenon. If we take it to be a form of motion, or energy, it is unstable. Like all physical phenomena, things are unstable. It is dependent on space and time. Its speed is 186,000 miles per second. And there are stars whose light takes thousands or millions or billions of years before it reaches the earth. The perfect light of Allah is free from any such defects. Assalamu alaikum.
Malika, my friend, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, the reality of the Creator. And today our discussion is on 2020 is the year for clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision for people if you haven't gotten it together at this point. Yet together. This is the year for you. What is that? 2020. There's a message in there for you. All right, now. This is the year that we want to come out to be the best of people. Bring out the best from among the worst. And come back to the straight path, the right path. And follow the way of our Creator. Come out of this evil world and stop worshiping this materialism. And this false illusion. Stop worshiping man. Stop worshiping the one who created you. Follow his God, his direction. This is the year for us to make those beautiful, wonderful changes. We're given a new life, a start with our life, new beginning. All right, very clear. Nothing should be said, foggy anymore to us. So let's go, let's make a move, back into the right direction. All right, we have here a beautiful brother, I believe I have him now, right? I think
Assalamualaikum. Wa alaikum salam. This is the brother from Winston-Salem, Abdul Kareem.
Yes, sir. I thought I had you right.
Assalamualaikum, brother Abdul Kareem.
Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu barakatuh. How's the brother and sister doing this morning?
Very well. Thank you for asking, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I thank you for having me on. I just, just was basically listening to the show. And, of course, like was mentioned, this is 2020, year 2020. And it just seems like it came so fast.
That's right. That's
We I used to be a young man watching a show that came out on the news that was called 2020. And,
I did too. Like, that's right.
Yeah, you remember it, and it was just like it was called 2020 because it had the same spin on it, on vision and on, seeing things clearly. 2020 vision, and it's the year 2020, and it's just it seemed like something that's just so far in the future, like, like we wouldn't get there, like rocket ship space time, but we're here.
Exactly.
It's 2020.
That's right. That's right. Right.
And we still got people who refuse, for whatever reason, to know that the Creator of the heaven and the earth has given us guidance. And he's given us guidance in the form of books, many books. And the last book was the Quran, the last book of guidance that we're going to get. And it's just incredible to have people who still think, when you see all these people die, you see all these things happening, who still think, that they can not have to follow any rules, not have to worship a creator, that they're it, like they're the only thing that counts. And to me, maybe because I try to be a religious person and I'm trying to be a good Muslim and trying to be a good Mu'min, it just seems so nuts to think that you don't have a creator that gave you a strict set of rules to follow, and you can just follow anything you want. Like, you can still believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Like, you can still, it's just incredible to me. So when I heard the topic of the show, the 2020 and 2020, 2020 vision and the year 2020 and that kind of clear insight, this illusion that we're living in, I mean, it's clear that there has to be something else. You're not going to live this earth. You're not going to live on this earth 60, 70, 90, 100 years, and you're not going to be accountable for anything. You know, you can live whatever rules you want to live. You know, you could just live by those rules and think that that's okay because you think you're a good person. Or because, you know, a lot of people, and a lot of people think they're good, Imam Shabazz, because they don't do bad things and everybody else does bad things. So I have people who I speak to say, well, you know, I may not want to be Muslim because you don't know if you're right about Islam. And, you know, they might say, well, you know, the Christianity, they might have some rules messed up too. But as long as I'm just a good person, I'm okay. So whichever religion I pick, I'm okay. And I say, that's great, but what's good? They say, well, I don't kill people. I don't steal. I don't, you know, cheat on my wife. I don't. Okay, so you good because of things that you don't do? You know, because Allah has commands of things that he told us that he wants us to do.
That's right.
You didn't say to your mother when you were growing up, I'm not a bad kid, Mom. I don't smoke cigarettes in the house. I don't, you know, light fires in the living room. She's like, if you did that, I'd smack your head off. I told you to clean your room. I told you to study and read those books. I told you to go outside and shovel the snow or cut the grass. You good because of things that you do that your parents told you to do.
That's
so
right.
Our Lord told us to do things. He told us to
That's
do
right.
them. We have commands. And if you think you could just go on your version of I'm good, you know, I don't kill, lie, steal or cheat, I'm good. Okay. But when we go to our Lord, when we go to meet our Lord, he's going to ask us who we worshiped. What did we do for him? If we worshiped something besides Allah, the creator of the heaven and the earth, then we worked for another employer. So we can't ask Allah to bless us for something if we did it for somebody else. You can't work at McDonald's and ask Burger King to give you a check. Because you
That's
did
right.
what McDonald's wanted you to do. You didn't do what Burger King wanted you to do. You did what McDonald's wanted you to do. So we can't go to our Lord and say, hey, give us your paradise because I was good. Oh, really? What did you do that was good? I told you to pray five times a day. Did you pray five times? No, that was those Muslims. Okay. Well, I told Esau, Jesus, to pray a certain way. Did you do that? I think so. Yeah, how do you think so? Do you have rules that said that? I told Moses to pray a certain way. Did you pray the way Moses prayed? I think so. Really? How did you do it? What rules do you have? Did Jesus have drums and a guitar and all that stuff when he worshipped me? No. Okay, well, you do. So how are you saying you worshipped me, the Lord of the world, the way Jesus did if you're doing your own thing? You can't.
Exactly.
We can't. We can't follow even our parents who we love dearly. We can't follow our imams, our priests, our bishops, what do the Jewish folks call their leaders?
Rabbis.
They're rabbis. If they're not following the Lord of the world, if they're not following the way that their messenger worshipped, we can't follow our rabbis or priests or even imams if they're doing something
That's right.
opposite. So, I mean, I had those conversations. I said, man, this is 2020. I know you're not still out here believing in the Easter Bunny. You know, you're still out
yes.
here trying to think you good because of your definition of good. We have to not do what's evil. So we know what's evil. Good for us if we could avoid doing the evil. But we also have things that the Lord commanded us to do that we're responsible for. And if we're not responsible for that, we don't get that degree. We don't get that certificate. We don't get that acknowledgement that we did what the Lord wanted us to do. And that's all that's good. I know there was another show that you had, Imam Shabazz, when someone said something about they're good. And Jesus said, and this is, I'm just quoting that part of it, because Jesus said, no, don't call me good like they called Jesus good. And he said, don't call me good. Only the creator of the heaven and earth is good. So I only say
that's
that
right.
to bring into perspective when we say, I'm good. You know, I know, listen, I might not follow this religion or that religion or that, but I'm a good person, so I know God is going to bless me. Your definition of good may not match up with the Lord's definition of good. And if that don't match up, you can't get your paycheck from your Lord. Because
you sure can.
That's all we're working for here, Imam Shabazz. We're working for to try to earn Allah's mercy, to try to, you know, hopefully get into paradise and do enough things that he's pleased with, that he accepts us into paradise. And how in the world could we do that if we don't follow his commands? I just tell you I'm good because I don't kill, steal, or cheat? Really? So I should get paradise for that? When I drive down the street and I don't drive the speed, and I drive the speed limit, does the DMV come and give me like a gold badge on my driver's license and say, oh, you only did 30 in the 30-mile-an-hour zone. You get an extra star. No, you just followed the rules. You don't get anything extra for that. You know?
That's right.
That's it. So you have to follow. We have commands to follow. And if anybody who's listening has some intelligence, they're going to want to know what the commands of their Lord is. That's what I want to know, what the commands of my Lord are, so that I could try my best to follow them. Because no matter how good a job I do, I'm not going to do the job that my Lord is worthy of. I'm just trying to come close enough to doing that job the best I can so I could earn his mercy. I know I'm not going to be perfect at it. And that's you know, that 2020, that topic is just so profound that, you know, it's, you know, we could talk on it for days and still just scratch the surface, man. So
that's
alhamdulillah, man. Alhamdulillah. So shukran for having me, Sheikh, and inshallah, I'm going to let you add more, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you, brother Imam Abdul Kareem. It was very beautiful. As you was talking, I was just picturing what you said, and I love it because, you know, even in my early years, being in this way of life, Islamic way of life, you know, a lot of things I thought I was doing that was right. But later on in life, as Allah blessed me to grow and from mistake after mistake, I realized, wait a minute, hold it here now. And then we started getting taught as you grow in Islam about the difference between our carnal self and your soul, your spiritual life inside you. Allah said he created us out of the earth, the man and woman. And he say we didn't become a living soul until he put some of his spiritual life into our body and our hearts. And we came alive. We became living soul. And, you know, I was thinking about this as you were talking also. Do you know, it is said, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I stand to be corrected by any of you imams, brothers who are of knowledge and wisdom of Allah. Allah says, it said in the Bible, I think it concurs with the Quran, that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And Allah say in the Quran, a thousand years of our time is like a day to him. Now, what we're in a period. So if you look at that, Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days or 6,000 years. Two. Each one of those days, 2,000 years, he created this. 2,000 years, he created that. 2,000 years, he created that. That was 6,000 years, which Allah says, which we call 6,000 years, but he called it 6 days to him. So even in the cycle we're in of, we're in another 2,000 years. And I don't see people that's, you know, got their own view of looking at things. You know, it's nothing long as you giving people clear insight on the purpose their creator created them to live and understanding the life he don't want them to live. It's nothing wrong with, you don't have to just go to the Quran and quote a chapter or surah or chapter or surah or ayat. No. You know, you don't have to do that. The truth is the truth as long as it's clear and people can understand. Because Allah said, in fact,
He created the nature of good already in every human being. So, in fact, every human being already have good in them. And that goodness comes from Allah. And that goodness of Allah in them is what gives them spiritual insight and spiritual intelligence and give them mental intelligence to be able to understand the illusional world, material world he created to test our faith in his unseen world from his unseen world. So we can't see as long as, look at the world. Look around you. We look at most of the Muslims. We have the last book of Revelation. Not only us, many, many people in the world. You'd be surprised. Billions of people, non-Muslims, excuse me, have the Quran. But look at the life that they are living. So I just want to say, Brother Imam, briefly, that was very beautiful because I share with people all the time. It's not our will. And, you know, in Christianity, they have what's called the Lord's Prayer. And in that prayer it says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What I want to highlight is they say, "Our is different from my Father." And Allah's will is different from our will. That's why Jesus even prayed, and all the prophets prayed, that Allah, the Creator's will, be done on earth as his will is in heaven. So that's all we're talking about in bringing and mentioning 2020 this year. I believe strongly, and this is my personal belief, yes, it might not necessarily be an ayat or surah in the Quran, but it is the truth. I believe this year, based on the signs of Allah, last night we had a, and I'm in North Carolina, we had a, something like a hurricane come through here. And boy, when you hear, you see things like tornadoes, volcanoes erupting, tsunamis and all this. Every human being in the world know that's the power of the Supreme Creator. Even though they might not believe in him, they might not even acknowledge Allah, the Creator, but they know because it's impossible to be a human being and not know your Creator. So that's pretty much all I want to say at this time. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the Elder of the Creator. And as you can see again, we have a most strong and powerful discussion for you to think about, for you to consider. A message from the Creator. And this is the year we say 2020. Okay? This clear vision here. There's a message in everything. And this 2020 is not just quoted for nothing. There's a message. It's a science. And Imam Shabazz was speaking on the ayah. The ayah in the book. And that reminded me of the ayah in creation. The signs in creation are also the ayahs that we should be reading, okay? We read ayahs in creation, not just the words in the book, the ayahs in the book, but we read them in the earth. That is a guide. The ayahs in the book are a guide to the ayahs in creation.
That's exactly right.
And they are what we use. We study creation and we learn from that. The people. We must understand that they go together. Okay? One leads and directs you to the other one. And from these, we learn what it is, the way of life that our Creator has chosen for us to live. And we learn how to distinguish the good from the evil and stay away from the evil. But if we go blindly, without studying, without reading the ayats in the book first, without a guide to guide us, which is the Quran, the Holy Quran, the ayats in the book, because without a guide to guide us, we will not understand the season, the direction, the ayats in the creation for Allah, his signs and creation that he wants us to live by. Guide us. So we're very thankful for the usefulness that our wonderful brothers, our Imams, Melissa Salem, and Imam Shabazz, and the other Imams, who come on, when they come on. and also to our brother Larry. We are thankful for all the beautiful brothers who are constantly coming on and bringing this information to us to help us to continue to think. This is how you help one another. Help us to stay in the right direction and pull us back from the wrong direction if we headed in that way. To understand our purpose in life, yeah. And to learn to be grateful and to learn to strive to use every faculty, every service, everything that's given us to our best, to bring out in us what our Creator would have us to do, how He would have us to be. The beauty of the light that shines within. We want to bring it out, but we have to have guidance to do that. We have to have direction and way and know how to do that. And this is what we're here for today. We have to, this year, to see what it's all about. If you didn't get yourself together last year, you have a whole new year to do it. And this new year will bring you clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision. And open the way for you like it's never been opened before. That's what we're praying, right? For the best life ever. So now I want to give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, Allah, the Creator, He said He's the light of the heavens and the earth. And Allah says also that when He created the world, He said before He created the world as we know it outside of us, the material world, Allah say it was complete darkness. And Allah said that Allah said, let there be light. And Allah separated the light, what we call day, from the night. And He called He called the light day, and He called the night, the darkness, night. So here again, these things are symbols. The sun is shining right now, and at night when it's pitch black dark, you can't see nothing. Holly, you can't hardly see nothing. But when the sun come out, it dispels all the darkness so you can see how to go about taking care of your life as a human being. So in the spiritual world, if you don't have the spiritual light of your Creator in your life, how can you see your way spiritually to know what is good from evil, what is bad from what is good? You won't be able to see. You won't be able to distinguish the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, if in fact you don't have spiritual vision or spiritual insight from your Creator, Allah. Because Allah says again, all this with us in this world, everything, ourselves and everything will soon pass away. But Allah say all that's with Him in His spiritual, eternal world going endure, last forever. So the Holy Quran is the clear book of guidance for all human beings that expect to have any hope on the day of resurrection and judgment, the judgment day. The Quran is the confirmation of all the other revelations. As Brother Imam Abdul Kareem was quoting so beautifully, if you're a Christian, then you can't be gambling and drinking alcohol, liquor, intoxicants, and using drugs. Did Jesus use drugs? You say you follow Him? Did He use drugs? Was He a drunkard? Was He a liar? And now let's come to the Muslim. Was Prophet Muhammad not said by Allah to be the best moral example for any people who expect to have hope on the day of judgment to go to heaven? So look at the life of yourself as an individual Muslim, and then look at the Muslim communities at large around the world, and look at the life of Prophet Muhammad. Go back, study his life, and see if you're following his life example. See if he's doing the things you do today. And go back to Prophet Moses, you Jews. and the way you charging usury, that's interest on money, and Allah forbid that, and said that was one of the highest crimes of oppressing his people there is. And the Jews are known for that. They are some of the richest people in the world for practicing what? Usury, interest on people's money. That's why Allah tell them, true believer in him, stay away from interest. If you can, stay away from interest at all costs. Because he said he don't desire, Allah said he don't desire oppression for his people, for himself or his people. So don't oppress each other. And when you charge anybody interest on the money they loan you or you borrow from them, you're breaking one of the greatest laws of the Creator. So if I loan Imam Abdul Kareem $1,000, when it's time for him to pay me that $1,000 back, that's all I'm supposed to look for according to the Creator. That's what he was saying. The Creator say, don't charge him no interest. So if I charge him some interest, say, man, well, I need some more money, and so I'm just going to charge you interest this one time. I'm not obeying the Creator. I'm not following even Prophet Muhammad, the prophet that he sent to teach us, all people, Muslim first, the right way to live. So I'm not, see, so that's called bidda. Bidda is an Arabic word that means innovations. So today, the world of people, most of them are so corrupt and starting in religion, and definitely we know politics, but just in general, most people are corrupt because they are practicing bidda, following their own ways. And the people in religion, like the brother Imam here, Kareem said, they follow their own ways and in religion and saying this is the way of Almighty God, that he want me to live and doing all kinds of immoral things. So they lying on the Creator. And Allah say people lie on him in the Quran, and he say they lie on his prophets too. But he say they going to give an account. They going to answer for lying on him and his prophets in this world and on the day of judgment. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we once again thank you. And again, I say, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, anything to say, some feedback you want to give to us on the subject, push the number one button on your phone. Your phone number will show up in our studio, and we will be glad to have you join us and to hear from you, to have you participate. That's what we want. We want the audience participation too, and the audience is you. I do see a brother that I was thinking of earlier whose number is on here, and I'm going to call him now. Another beautiful supporter of ours, been for years, Brother Larry from Durham, North Carolina. Brother Larry, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Holloway.
Great to hear you all this morning.
You as well.
Great to have you.
Yeah, I came in a little late. Glad to be able to catch some of the show. But yeah, I was to pick up on a few things that you all was discussing and talk about, which is very beautiful, and guiding, inshallah, to help to, as you earlier mentioned about bringing us out of darkness and waking us up. Yes, I've heard that quote as well in the Bible about, you know, one day is 6,000 years. According to the days of Almighty God.
Now, one day, Brother Larry, excuse me, I don't mean to cut you. Forgive me, brother. One day is like 1,000 years, Allah say.
Yeah, one day is like 1,000 years, exactly. As it was quoted, yeah. Yeah, that was one thing, as we were speaking, it brought to mind. As you were speaking, it brought to mind to me that there was a saying that I've heard over the years whereas, you know, it says the man died and he went before the Lord and he told, he shared with the Lord, his statement was, Lord, look at all these great things that I did. And, you know, I did them, I did all these great things and I did them in your name. And the Lord looked at him and says, yeah, you did many great things and you did them in my name. He says, but you did them for yourself. So, yeah, you know, I kind of brought to mind as I was hearing some of the comments as what was being said. So, yeah, yeah, we have to be very careful about the things that we do, even the things that we say. And like you were saying about the interest and all, you know, some people think that they're really helping you because they, you know, do something, do a favor for you. But a lot of times what they do is only because of what they want in return. So,
right.
Yeah, we have to be very careful about how we subject ourselves to accepting a lot of things that are, you know, we think that people are giving to us. I go back, I remember my daughter when she was in high school. I guess she was around about the 10th grade or so, maybe 11th. You know, and at that time, you know, young ladies started to develop and started to have boyfriends, maybe go out on a date and stuff like that. And anyway, she came home with a gold necklace on her neck. And it seemed to be, at that time, it was, I know it was rather expensive. I couldn't afford one at the time. I mean, I didn't have one. And I asked her, I said, where did you get this? Where did you get that necklace from? And she says, well, a friend of mine gave it to me at school. I told her, I said, well, look, you take that back. I said, and give it back. I said, because ain't nobody giving anybody something for nothing. And you be very careful how you accept stuff from people out here, because everybody ain't your friend. They're not giving you anything like that for nothing. So there again, you know, a lot of times, if you know, we're not careful, and I don't say it's always in intent, but people do things just for the profit or the betterment of themselves. And
that's
so
right.
So often it is used in what we call the house of the Lord, the synagogues, the temples, the churches, and family, and then friends and neighbors. You know, people only do things for the benefit of themselves, and often, you know, we don't pay them back, or we don't do what they want us to do, then it becomes a problem within the communication or the friendship or your relationship with each other. So
that was very
you know, very important that you mentioned that and y'all mentioned that. So I just wanted to, you know, brought to mind, I wanted to elaborate on it. But I do want to give my greetings again to the radio station, the imams, and the radio listeners. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You know, your talk, brother Larry, it wasn't long, but it was most powerful. Reminder, excuse me. And like you used that story about your daughter, that's so much more truer now than even that back during that time, Brother Larry, that most people today, Allah say that, they do good with ulterior motives, you know, with bad intentions. That's what bad ulterior motive. And I was sharing with somebody, you know, if I went fishing, for instance, I'm just using this, and if I didn't put no bait, only on my rod and reel or my fishing pole, can I expect to catch a fish? even the nature of fishes know, Allah put in all his creatures' nature to know how to survive. So in order for me to catch a fish, I got to put some food on there for that fish to see. So if the fish is hungry, the fish will come and bite. Well, you know, that's the same way with most people in the world today. They don't present who they really are to you if they are not good people. Or say, for instance, they're just like a rotten apple. I used to like, when I was growing up as a boy, I used to like apples, all fruit, but I used to just like apples. I ate a lot of apples. And I seen my teacher when I was in school shining up an apple, making it look pretty. And so I used to do that too. And, you know, that was one of the worstest feelings for me to bite down in such a pretty, oh, man, it looks so good. The apple's going to be so good. And bit down in there, and it was rotten and had worms in there. So, you like you said, most people have ulterior motives for doing the good that they do. And Allah even say that. To this extent, Allah say on the day of judgment through Prophet Muhammad, he say, out of all the people that he created in this world, he say, after he judged all the people, he say, only one out of every 1,000 people or persons are going to heaven, Jannah, his heaven, and the other 999 going straight into the hell fire. And the reason he said was what you just said, because they done a lot of good, Allah say. Allah say a whole lot of them 99 people out of 1,000 done a lot of good and said, oh, yes, I built this masjid for Allah. Christians say, I built this church, this big mega church for Allah. The Jews say, I built this big synagogue for Allah. And other people say, I did this and that for Allah. Say, the pledge of Allah. And Allah say, he said, going to say, you have lied. You did the good. And you did a lot of good. You prayed. You fasted. You done practically everything I wanted you to do on the material side. You did the good. You made your prayers. You fast during Ramadan. You fast if you was a Christian when y'all fast. You done good by others. You helped others. But you did all of this so that people would talk good about you and give you praise when all praise is due to me for all good. And this goes back to the surah in the Quran, a chapter where Allah says all the good that happens to people come from Allah. And all the bad or evil that happened to people, Allah say, come from themselves. So you had a strong point there, Brother Larry. Even though you didn't talk long, you didn't have to. You brought the message on home in another clear way. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shaheed Jabal, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion, 2020 is the year for clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision. All right, people. So we want to get off again to this good start of looking within, searching spiritually. Because that's who we are. We are spiritual people. And we need to come back to that and know who we are. We've gone far straight from reality of who we are. And this is the year for us to get it together. The year of clear division. Clear vision. Clear division. And clear vision. And we want to really work on ourselves and go in the direction that pleases our Creator. If we're going astray, we allow others to lead us, to be the leader over our life. Let us realize that we only have one leader, one creator, and that's the creator who created us all. And allow him to lead you now. It's never too late. Let's get back on track and allow ourselves to be led by our creator, the Almighty God. Almighty God, the most merciful Allah, the all in all, the all good, the all knowing, the all wise. So therefore, this is who we want to lead us. Not somebody who's fumbling in the dark, trying to find their way, and you following them, doing the same thing, if not worse. And we want to thank Brother Larry. We always enjoy having him on our show, too. I was reading the Quran, and I I read from the Surah 14, Ayah 26, and it says, of the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree. It is torn up by the root and from the surface of the earth. It has no stability. Allah will establish and set those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. Allah will leave to stay those who do wrong. Allah does what he will. Yes, it's telling us, okay, you go and follow those who are telling you to go this way and do this and do that. Follow what they say if you want to and see how far astray you will be led. You're leading yourself right, your soul, into your soul's damnation, as they say in Christianity, the soul's damnation, and that's to hell, to the hellfire, by following others and not allowing yourself to think for yourself. Be your own leader. Follow the direction of the Creator that you're taught spiritually that is right, and not go and sit there saying that you're learning. You, I go to church on Sunday. I get the teachings. I get my teachings from my Jesus, from my God. But yet, look at how you're acting. You know, it appears to be because Jesus taught the same as Prophet Muhammad, the prophet. Yeah, his word was the same. He didn't tell you to go out here and go gamble and find an excuse. Oh, man, let me get out and play the numbers today. Let me run to the racetrack. Oh, this football game. Let me bet on this football game. So I see if I can get me some more money so I can win this bet. He didn't tell you to go out. He said, that's what he said, don't do. You shouldn't do, people. This is why you have nothing today. You destroy, especially African Americans. We are the gophers. We go for anything that appeals to us through deception, through grammar, false glitter, you know, false show. They throw it out there to us and we hurt the grammar. Not realize what we're doing to ourselves. We cause more evil, more self-destruction on ourselves when we do these things. And that's why we can't help one another and why we don't have anything now. We're grabbing this foolishness, this stuff they throw it out so they can grab our money real quick and go somewhere and enjoy life. Take these long, big, beautiful vacations. And we can't even get out and go down the street to shopping anywhere because we don't have any money and we don't even have any transportation, not even bus transportation. So the usual wisdom, be wise. Think about what you're doing to yourself and come back to what is right. Our Creator already telling us that which is good for us. He's all good. He created us in all goodness, like him. So he's going to give us the best way. But when we decide to go astray, oh, it's okay for me to do this, it's okay for me to do that, then we go away from the good and start turning to evil. And the result for what? The result of evil is evil. All right, I want to remind you again, if you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the man Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of all the Creator. Thank you for joining us. If there's anyone who has a comment or question, push number one, the number should show up on our switchboard. We'd love to have you comment. And now I give to you, we'll have our imam from Mr. Salem again at this time. See if he has any comments.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, sis?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Imam Shabazz, you said you dropped a lot of heavy jewels when you had your first comment, so I didn't even, I got sidetracked because you had a few other comments after that, but those were some heavy jewels about the interest that you mentioned about how Allah said be and it is, you know, how Allah creates. He says be and it is. He created heavens, earth, sun, moon, stars, everything. Allah just says be, one word, and he
that's
creates.
Right.
You know, and that's something that we know from Quran. We know from our messenger. And one thing that kind of came to mind for, you know, the brothers and sisters out there who kind of want to just be good based on their own thing, do their own thing, is that there is a lot of people calling you to different religions out here, you know, and I think if you had a book on all the different religions of the world, it'd probably be like an encyclopedia. The thing would probably have, you know, 20,000 pages in it. But there's so many. But we know that the Lord of the heavens and earth, he sent messengers with books, right? There's many prophets, thousands of prophets, but the messengers he sent with books. So if there's an authentic book, if somebody wants to follow some different religion or even follow this religion of Islam, there's, you know, there's a book. And our book is the Quran, and then we have books of Sunnah, which are not from Allah, but they're the books of the example that his messenger gave us, which if you want to know how to live the Quran, you're going to look at the messenger. And anybody doing that in any of the other religions that were mentioned, you know, if it's, you want to be, if you're Jewish, you know that Musa had the Torah. You know, David had the Psalms of David. David had Psalms, and Jesus had the Gospel. And the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu, peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has the Quran. And that's how you can follow a true religion, because it's going to, Allah's going to give you a guidebook. He's going to give you rules. It's not going to be just what you feel. Because if we go by what we feel, everybody will be doing something different. And how do I know that Allah says, you know, that what somebody's saying is what Allah says? It's because it's going to be in the Quran or in the example of the messenger that he sent, you know. And this interest thing, how do I know about it? I know about it through, because I did hear the word usury prior, but I really didn't understand usury from the other books. I understood it when I accepted Islam. I understood it through how the messenger explained usury. If you loan me $1,000 and you say, hey, you got to give me back $1,200, that's usury. You're just making money on your money, and that's an abominable thing to the Creator. But you have, you know, like the brother had mentioned, a lot of the Jews and a lot of people from other religions pay no heed to that at all, and that is like a form of enslavement. Even a
that's right
mortgage, it's a form of enslavement, because you have, and you're not doing anything with that wealth, and you're just charging somebody to use that wealth. Allah, it's an abominable sin. You know, even a mortgage is called. They said the Latin root of that word is mort, which is dead. Mort, I know in French, mort is dead. Mort gagne, like a death grip. You know, it's like you pay a house cost $100,000. By the time you're done paying me in 30 years, you're going to have paid me back $300,000. So
that's exactly right.
That's exactly because that mortgage interest that they charge in. And, you know, there's different, when you look, just look at some of the groups, the reason that they say it's okay is they say because we're of our religion and we are promised paradise somehow. They have some kind of thing that they think that they're promised paradise. And people outside of that, they don't have to follow any rules with them. They can do whatever they want, you know. And, of course, you know, with our brothers right in the middle, Christianity is like right in the middle, because Moses and Jesus and the Prophet Muhammad, in the middle, they follow lots of the teachings from the Torah and the books that came before, and the Psalms of David, and then the Gospel, you know, that was given to their messenger. And then we have the Quran, which takes all of that and tells you what's true and what people made up, what Allah said and what people just added to it because it benefited them. And when people add to scriptures, I see these movies of them, the slaves, when they brought the slaves over here from Africa, beating the snot out of our people and reading the Bible. Reading the Bible is like, this is, you know, because you could translate something any doggone way you want. You could twist and turn something, and that's going to be the best lie, is when you add some truth from Allah and you try to twist that up, you're going to have a really good lie going, and you can get a lot of good people going. And the only person you're pleasing when you follow something like that is the shaitan. You are going to please everybody except your Lord. You could please all of mankind, and if you displease your Lord, you're not going to get a single thing from him. You're not going to get a single thing from the Lord, the creator of the world. I know him is not an appropriate term for the Lord, the creator of the world, but I'm just trying to make the point that we have to know what we're doing is pleasing to Allah. And the only way we know if it's pleasing to Allah is if we go to the books that Allah gave us. And if we look at the translations of those books, we better make sure they're doggone accurate. Because if they're not accurate, we're going to be misled by whoever tried to translate that book. That's why, you know, I'm not trying to dig on, Christianity or anything like that. But that's why I think King James, if you're reading the King James version of the Bible, you are, you know, really walking a fine line, trying to find your way to your Lord, because King by itself is a politician. He's a politician. I wouldn't read a book from President anybody, you know, or King Sultan anybody, and try to get to my Lord from that book unless that was a very, very religious person, unless he was a pious, you know, rabbi or a monk or imam, and then he wrote a book and he happened to be a king, then you can take some of it. But if he's just a king, that's like reading any politician's book. You're going to read the Donald Trump version of a book and say, okay, I'm going to get to God this way? No, you're not. You're going to just follow whatever his philosophy is. So our Quran, we know it's in Arabic, and then we have the direct translation from that Arabic. There's no scriptures of the Quran hidden in the Vatican or locked up somewhere where no one can see it. So we have the translations. We try to read them and understand them the best we can. And sometimes you'll find, I'm sure the imam might read multiple translations, to see how this scholar translated this verse and another scholar translated the verse, so you can get a meaning, you know, an understanding of it, of what Allah is trying to tell us. But if you're not following the books and you're just following the people, then you want your reward from your Lord because you followed what made the people happy, you're probably not going to get what you want from your Lord because you were following the people. You had, like all the brothers and sisters said so far, an ulterior motive. You were doing something, and you might have said, oh, I'm doing this for Allah, but there was an ulterior motive there. You were doing it to please yourself or to please the people or to get something else that wasn't from Allah. And if it's not for Allah, it's not going to be rewarded by Allah. It'll be rewarded by the people. So the people liked you, that's your reward. You know, the people liked what you were doing, and that's the reward that you got for that action. Don't expect a reward from Allah. So we pray, I pray, and my prayer is for all of us to have deeds and actions that are accepted by our Lord. Because if we get that, then we can get a reward possibly from our Lord that is, you know, what we need on the day of judgment. And like was mentioned, that day of judgment could be 1,000 years. One day with Allah could be 1,000 years. You know, I've heard different translations, 1,000 years, but thousands of years. You're talking about a long period of time for just one day with the Creator of the heaven and earth. And if it's 1,000 years, that means we in, what, 2020? It's only 2 days, 2.2 days, you know, to Allah. So this is, you know, our life here, this 80, 90, 100 years that we live here, if we're not going to gain some kind of a currency, something that we could show our Lord that we did just for him, you know, sincerely just for him, not on the surface, like I said, oh, thank you, God, or, you know, like I just said it verbally, but sincerely in our chest that we did this action to please our Lord. If we don't have that kind of currency with our Lord, how could we expect to get a reward from our Lord if we didn't do things sincerely and honestly for him, you know? And those examples that you drew before, I wish I wrote them down. I was walking around while you were talking, but they were, you know, fantastic examples. And that's, again, why I listen to shows like this and try to increase my knowledge outside of being able to read, because you can't read all day, you know. Sometimes you got to listen and sometimes you got to talk to folks. And, you know, if these shows remind me and bring me closer to my Lord, even in one aspect of one thing that I'm trying to do, then that's just a mercy and a blessing for everybody who's involved. So alhamdulillah, I appreciate the opportunity to listen, and I pray that Allah accepts the good from us and forgives us for our mistakes, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you very much, brother Abdul Kareem.
Alhamdulillah.
All right, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar. Can you hear us, brother?
Yes.
All right. Tom, there's some that you might have gone off. Okay, all right. So you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, Reality of the Creator. And again, today's discussion is 2020 is the year for clear spiritual, moral, and mental vision. All right, so we're giving a new start here, all right? And we want to start with that good moral, clear vision, the spiritual and moral vision, okay? And we want to use our mental faculties to perceive what is best for us, what is good for us, and to make sure that we are not followers, but we are leaders. And we have to lead ourselves first, and the first she has. The first war, the first battle is within self to remove all this corruption, all this that within us that we know should not be there, that we have allowed to be put within us from the society that we joined and become a part of. So we want to know who we are this year. We want to come back and do what we're supposed to do to please our Creator and not to please self and please others. Please, the Joneses, compete with the Joneses. We want to live a life that our Creator has chosen for us to live in peace and harmony with one another. Look at this world. It's a shame how corrupt it is. Nothing but destruction of self and others, everywhere. Talking about wars, talking about fighting, it's always something evil, some self destruction, some destruction of humanity. And on the news, you hear that more than anything else when you go to the news. But the evils that man has brought on himself, this is what we are experiencing today by not following right guidance, by not following the law's guidance, the guidance of our Creator, the Almighty God. We've grown straight from that. We've allowed man to guide us, to follow man, to follow each other into the pit of hell, into darkness and confusion, and conflict and chaos and evilness. We should be sick and tired of it by now. Let's make it this year be determined that we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn our life around. We're going to come back to our good, spiritual, clean life, a life where we can enjoy life in each other, a life where we will have more peace than evil on earth. And now, people, we have 7 minutes left. I'm going to give you back to Imam Shahid Jabbar for this particular time.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Imam Shahid. Wa alaikum as-salam.
Yes, I heard you, sister. In my closing statements, I just would like to say to the listening audience, I thank you for listening. I thank Allah for those that participated. And share the beautiful wisdom, hikmah of Allah with us. And I just want to share this with you all this year. Allah revealed something to me in the Bible. And this Quran, the Quran coincides or concur with this. Say, on the sixth day, Allah, or the Creator, created the heavens and the earth. That's when he created man. But he had already put Satan down here, or the devil down here, and he created man on the sixth day. And then that's when he allowed the devil to start testing man and woman. So other people, they can have their own point of views, but I got my point of view based upon the understanding the Creator has blessed me with, and I haven't heard nobody say it was incorrect. Now, listen at this. He allowed the devil to get involved with man on the sixth day. On the sixth day. Okay? So 246, the 6,000 years. History repeats itself. So we back in a time, for those who don't think that we're following the Quran, we back in a time that the Quran, Allah, revealed this Quran, and he began to teach this Quran, not just with Prophet Muhammad, but with Adam and Eve. So, you know, right now you look in the world, the devil, he's having his way with most people in the world, just like he did when the Creator created the human being and let the devil be down here, put him down here, and this follows the jinns, the evil spirits we cannot see. So this is a year you need to really I'm not even going to say just a year. Every day, people, of your life, you should live it as if though it's your last day on this earth to prepare your souls to make this journey back to death and after death, resurrection and judgment to determine where you're going to spend your eternal life, in heaven or in hell. So with that said, we give all praises to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything that was misleading to people. It was not our intention. We hope that everybody was able to understand what we was trying to bring to them, the message. We're not deviating from the Quran because we talked about this subject. That some people have that type of understanding and brought it to my attention that if we don't just quote ayats out of the Quran or surahs or ayat chapters of verses that you can't speak the truth if you don't quote. Say, well, I got it from surah so-and-so, ayat so-and-so. Say, you got to do that all the time or else you're not speaking the truth. I don't agree with that at all. I don't know who else agree with that. But like I said, anybody can come on this program, but they must understand that, first of all, before you can understand the Quran, even that language of Allah in the Quran, you got to first have a sincere heart. And what is a sincere heart? To please Allah, not yourself, not what you feel or how you feel somebody should understand the Quran or read the Quran. You're not their God. You're not the Creator. We all are being judged by Allah every day, and we're not being judged by each other, no matter if we try to judge each other, then Allah will judge you. And Allah say, even if we see our brother or sister in the wrong, don't condemn them, call them back to the right. So we say, Allah, forgive us, and we say, there's none worthy of worship or praise except our Creator Allah. We ask Allah to have mercy on us this year, and we indeed ask Allah to bless those of us that don't have spiritual understanding or spiritual insight to know that our Creator is the only reality and this whole world and ourselves is nothing but an illusion, and that the reality of Allah is everlasting, it's enduring, it's unlimited. It have no Allah's reality have no end, but the reality of everything created has an end. It will end, and it will return back to Allah for judgment. Ameen. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. We thank you for listening to us. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabal, the reality of the Creator. We ask you to join us again next Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, always invite someone else.
Born, that promise was kept true. There with so much work to do.